This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's latest corruption trial ended Friday with guilty verdicts. A jury convicted attorney Joel Gilbert, formerly of the firm Balch & Bingham, and David Roberson, an executive with coal company Drummond, of bribing a state lawmaker. Prosecutors say the two paid former state representative Oliver Robinson to help fight expansion of a toxic cleanup site around North Birmingham. Drummond would have been responsible for some costs if that happened. We get reaction to the verdict from Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, first of all, what was your reaction? Guilty on all counts.
It was a little astonishing, honestly. It also, because it sends such a message, really, I mean, this is a sort of thing that many had looked at as sort of business as usual sometimes. It probably wouldn't have come to trial if Oliver Robinson hadn't been caught up in more crimes involving tax evasion, and if a couple of people on both sides hadn't, you know, written it down in places where this was visible, it would have gone on under the radar. So, you know, it was sort of a big day in Alabama.
So, big day, astonishing. Why was that? Was it just because of the interpretive aspect of the evidence?
It is that, because it's very difficult. For instance, in David Roberson's position, you're a client of a lawyer, and you ask your lawyer, you know, can you do this legally? And the guy says, yeah. He goes to his friends at Boss, and they say, yeah, you can do this, but, you know, you can't exactly do it the way he says do it. And you know, the message out there is that this is, you know, many people have often believed that people in very powerful positions in Alabama are responsible for a lot of the corruption because they are the ones who pay the bribes. And we often see the people who are taking the bribes be punished. But it is more rare for us to see the bribers do it. So, I mean, that in and of itself is an important statement.
Now, one other note here. The trial did start with three defendants, but last week the judge dismissed Balch & Bingham attorney Stephen McKinney from the case. Do we know what happened here?
Well, essentially an FBI agent acknowledged that she had made a mistake during the grand jury and provided the grand jury with information about him that wasn't accurate. And so the judge found that he shouldn't be tried on the basis of that, and he was let go. And honestly, not that my opinion counts much, but if I were on a jury, I would not have connected it to Steve McKinney. He was on a couple of emails that were involved, clearly kind of knew about it, but again, does that amount to bribery?
You wrote that this should not end here, meaning that there were others around these events that seemed to have questionable behavior. What or who do you think deserves more scrutiny?
Well, I think a lot of people do. I mean, it crosses political lines. It crosses all sorts of lines. There was testimony that, you know, the head of the NAACP, the deputy tax assessor had involvement on one end, and that, you know, everybody who contributed to Robinson's foundations and other forms, the biggest businesses in Alabama, and all of your sponsors, I'm afraid, you know, at least have some connection to this. That, of course, was used as a defense for him to say he was legitimate. But, I mean, what we see here is that across the state, all of the powers that are involved in this sort of activity just need to be looked at. This case is not going to go further, but it probably will be a warning sign for people not to behave this way in the future.
Well, in a moment or so we have left, you sat through many corruption trials. I can think of a number of public officials from former Governor Don Siegelman, Birmingham Mayor Larry Langford, House Speaker Mike Hubbard. What stuck out to you about this particular trial?
Well, I was going to say that usually the bribers don't get it, but in Siegelman, the briber did get it. And in Langford, the briber did get it as well. But the focus of this trial was not the public official. The focus of this trial was the mechanism that allows that sort of bribery to continue always. And we characterized bribery as something different than we have in the past. It doesn't have to be an envelope full of money.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.